Hi, Ms. Bardis. I'm Linda Forte, the social worker assigned to your case. It's nice to meet you. So, what brings you in today?
Well, I've been out of work about 3 months, and 2 weeks ago, my husband had a stroke. He's still in the hospital. So it's just been a lot all at once, you know. And the money, I don't know how I'm gonna pay the bills or the rent. We cannot lose our home. We have 5 children.
Has this been hard on them? It sounds like you've been going through a lot since losing your job and your husband being in the hospital. I can understand how you can feel stressed and concerned.
My daughter, Amy, she's my oldest. She's been having the hardest time. She's cutting classes at school and she's failing 2 of her courses.
So, how did you hear about our agency and how can I help?
Well, my pastor said that you could help me find a job and maybe help with the rent money. And maybe Amy could, you know, speak to somebody.
Okay, has your daughter, Amy, has she ever expressed any interest in hoping to speak to somebody about her problems?
Maybe. I don't know, I haven't really mentioned it to her, but my pastor thinks it's a good idea.
Has Amy ever spoken to the social worker at her school before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. We can definitely talk about getting Amy some help. But first, why don't we talk a little bit about work experience? What kind of job are you hoping to find?
Well, before I married my husband, I worked as a nanny.
Okay, so why don't we talk a little bit more about that, about who you worked for and what kind of job duties you had?
Well, I was much younger when I was a nanny. Let me see, it was more than 12 years ago. But I don't think I could do that work now. Maybe I could work in an office. I'm really good at working with people. Can you find me a job in an office?
I don't know. I work with a career counselor here. She might be able to help you.
I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent.
I know right now is really tough for you.
I just don't know what to do. I mean, nothing has turned out the way I hoped it would. My whole life. And I'm really worried about my daughter, Amy. She's afraid to go to school. She loses her temper all the time. She yells at me and then locks herself in a room and she won't speak. I am so confused. I don't know what to do with her. I don't know.
It's okay to be upset. Ms. Bargas? Are you okay?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you all right? Good news. I spoke with the career counselor and she has an available opening for you tomorrow. She thinks she can help you find a job.
That's great. Thank you so much. I was wondering, actually, there's something else that you could help me with. I told you that my husband had a stroke. He's gonna need speech therapy, but it's we can't afford it. You know, we don't have any insurance. Is there any chance that you could call his doctor and see if my husband can get this therapy? He really needs it.
I may be able to help, but I'm gonna need to understand your husband's situation a little bit better. Is there any way your husband would be willing to sign a release form so I could talk to the doctor?
You can't just call his doctor. I give you permission.
I'm afraid not. According to HIPAA regulations, the doctor is not allowed to discuss your husband's condition with me without his consent. Your husband could sign a release of information form, which would then make it possible for me to talk to his doctor. I recommend you go home and talk to your husband about whether he'd want to give his consent.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
Absolutely, and I look forward to seeing Amy next week.
Bye.
Bye.